Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, July 17th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by 1Password. Leading off today, Apple is expanding its collection of Apple News Plus puzzles with yet another new game. This time, Apple is tapping into something we all know and love, Emoji. This new Emoji game was initially announced as part of iOS 26 at WWDC. The game, however, is now rolling out to all iPhone users running iOS 18.4 and later, as well as iPadOS 18.4 and macOS 15.4. Apple explains that the Emoji game challenges players to use a selection of emoji to fill in the blanks of short phrases with as few moves as possible. Each phrase is accompanied by a clue, which you can choose to reveal, but that will count towards your total number of moves. It's a bit hard to explain verbally, but you can hit the link in the show notes for a demo of how exactly it works. Results can be shared via Game Center, Messages, Mail, and other apps. An Emoji game will also integrate with the Apple Games app coming later this year with iOS 26. Interestingly, Emoji game utilizes Apple Intelligence and Genmoji. Some of the emoji characters you'll see throughout the game were generated using the Genmoji feature, and they aren't just normal Unicode emoji characters. The Emoji game joins Apple's other puzzle games, including the Crossword, Crossword Mini, Core Tiles, and Sudoku. New Emoji game puzzles will be released on a daily basis. The game is available in the United States and for English-speaking users in Canada. Apple is quickly building a robust set of these daily games and puzzles, rivaling the likes of the New York Times. They're included as part of Apple News Plus, which costs $12.99 per month, and is also available as part of the Apple One Premier Bundle for $38 per month, and can be shared with up to five people. In other news today, Apple's iPhone 17 lineup will soon be here, and a new rumor indicates the iPhone 17 Pro and Pro Max could get an exclusive new anti-reflective display feature. This was first rumored back in March when a leaker claimed the iPhone 17 glass would be made into a super hard anti-reflective layer and be more scratch resistant. 1 month later, however, Mac Rumors cited an anonymous source saying that Apple ran into problems scaling the production of the new display coating process. The process for applying the new coating was allegedly too slow when taking into account the millions of devices Apple produces. But now Mac Rumors has flip-flopped. A new report says that Apple has solved those problems, and now this anti-reflective coating will indeed come to the iPhone 17 Pro and iPhone 17 Pro Max. The technology sounds similar to Corning's Gorilla Glass Armor technology that first debuted last year with the Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. It reduces reflection by up to 75% and offers added protection against scratches and other damage. Apple is also a close partner with Corning, so it makes sense for this technology to eventually come to the iPhone. Corning and Apple previously partnered on Apple's Ceramic Shield technology, which uses an advanced formulation that is 2 times tougher than glass on any smartphone. But with the inconsistency of these rumors, we treat this with some skepticism for the time being. I wouldn't be surprised if when the iPhone 17 Pro comes around this fall, that this feature is missing in action. We'll just have to wait for September to get the actual news from Apple. We are sponsored this week by 1Password, the easiest way to stay secure online. Instead of reusing the same password or forgetting what you used where, 1Password remembers everything for you across all your devices and browsers. It supports things like Face ID, passkeys, and secure sharing. So whether you're logging into websites, filling out forms, or sharing a Wi-Fi password with a guest, 1Password keeps your information safe, synced, and easy to use. Right now, 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can try 1Password for 14 days and get a $20 credit toward an individual subscription by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to 1Password for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, according to Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, Apple is among the companies that have submitted a bid for the rights to the iconic Sunday Night Baseball broadcast starting in 2026. In June, a report suggested that Apple was among the companies in the running to land the streaming rights for this package. This week's comments from Manfred, however, mark the first time that we've received official confirmation that Apple has formally submitted a bid as part of the negotiations. Manfred says that Apple, NBC, and ESPN are the three bidders currently in the running for the deal. While it's notable that Apple and NBC have both submitted their bids for the rights to Sunday Night Baseball, it's particularly interesting that ESPN is also still involved in the talks. ESPN has long held the rights to Sunday Night Baseball, but it initially declined to renew its deal beyond the 2025 season at an average of $550 million a year for the last 3 years of its agreement. ESPN's decision to opt out led to some blunt comments from Manfred, who said in an email to MLB owners, quote, "We do not think it's beneficial for us to accept a smaller deal to remain on a shrinking platform," end quote. But despite that messy breakup, ESPN and MLB are seemingly still in talks. Apple currently holds the rights to Friday Night Baseball, which sees it exclusively stream two games every Friday on Apple TV+. Obtaining the rights to Sunday Night Baseball would be a major expansion of its partnership with the MLB. The Sunday Night Baseball package, however, is significantly more expensive than Friday Night Baseball. Apple inked its seven-year deal with MLB for Friday Night Baseball in 2022 at approximately $85 million per season. Friday Night Baseball is available at no extra charge to Apple TV Plus subscribers. But if Apple does indeed pay upwards of $500 million for Sunday Night Baseball, it would almost certainly break those rights off into a separate streaming package. And of course, this news comes as Apple is also rumored to be a front runner for rights to F1 streaming in the United States, which, as we talked about earlier this week, a report suggested that Apple is poised to secure this deal as part of an agreement worth $150 million per year starting in 2026. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.